Fiat. December 5th, 1938. Longing of God for creatures to live in His will. How He has established that He will form as many divine lives for as many things as He created, and for as many acts as the creature will do in His will. How His sanctity and His love will be formed in them. The sea of the divine will is always murmuring, forming its gigantic waves to assail the creatures, now with light, now with love, now with enchanting beauty, and now with moans, for it wants its little place in the creatures, in order to live in them. Its love is unspeakable, and it would reach the excesses. It would use all its stratagems of love to have the freedom to live, or to make us live, in its fiat. I remained surprised in seeing this, and my lovable Jesus told me, "Daughter of my will, you do not know the extent that our love reaches, and what we would do to make the creature live in our will. This is the most beautiful point of creation, and if we don't do this, we can say, our work is not complete, nor have we done what we know how to do and can do. We can say that we have done nothing compared to what is left for us to do. You must know that our divinity established ab eterno, that we will form as many lives from ourselves, for as many things as we created, and for as many acts as the creature will do in our will. Since our being is superior to everything, it is right for it to surpass in its lives the number of all created things and all the acts of the human family. But if the creature does not live in our will, we cannot do this. The divine material would be missing in order to form our life in her acts. We would lack the place where to put it. And besides, forming these lives of ours, without someone who wants to receive them, without anyone who would know them and love them, what for? See then, how this is about the most beautiful act, the most powerful and the wisest. It is about exposing our lives, which we keep generated inside our womb. But we cannot deliver them because our will does not reign. And do you think that what is still lacking to the great work of creation is something trivial? It is the most interesting act, the culminating point in which the creation and all acts will be enveloped with a beauty so rare, with so great a glory, as to make the beauty that creatures have known of us and the glory that they have given us in the past appear like little drops. My daughter, oh, how we long for it! How our love yearns, moans, and is delirious for the creature to live in our will. And since we know that she will be lacking many things in order for us to use her acts to form our life, we are disposed to work continuously to make up for her in everything. In each of her acts, we will give her our love, our sanctity, goodness, and beauty, so that nothing may be lacking of what is needed to form our life. And in this way, we will generate and reproduce ourselves. Oh, how much requital of love, of sanctity, of goodness we will receive. We will make each other happy in the enchantment of our beauty. How can we not long for the creature to live in our will? We will have not only the creature, but our very life generated in her acts. And while enjoying one life of ours, another will follow, and then yet another, according to the acts that she will do. As we see that the creature is about to do one act, we will give of our own, and will be actors and spectators of our very life. What joy, what happiness, my daughter, to be able to form our very selves, to have someone who knows us and loves us, and to possess a royal palace in the creature. In addition to this, there is the great good that the creature will receive. Her little sanctity will remain within ours. Her little love will remain inside our love. Her goodness and beauty will remain within our own. In this way, if she does a holy act, she will have our sanctity in her power. If she loves, she will love with our love, and so forth, in such a way that all her acts will arise from within our acts. In fact, everything that is done in our will never goes out, either of us or from inside our acts. So, she will love us always, and we will feel always loved. She will always grow in sanctity, goodness, and beauty, and with this, she will acquire ever new knowledges of her Creator, because she will feel Him palpitating inside her acts. My will act as the revealer. It will tell her ever new things about our divine being, to make her appreciate more our life which she possesses. Knowledge makes new love arise, communicating more varieties of our beauty. It will give no time to time in telling her new things, as though feeding her with what we are. The happy creature will feel caught in the net of our love. She will feel invested by our light and by the enchantment of our beauty. And we will be so enraptured by her love that we will take refuge in her to love and give vent to our love. We will embellish her so much as to feel captivated by the enchantment of so rare a beauty. We can call all other things little drops compared to the living of the creature in our will. Therefore, be attentive. If you live in my will, you will give me the greatest contentment and will make me happy. After this, I continued to think about the great good of living in the divine will. And sweet Jesus resumed his speech, saying, "My daughter, this good is so great that I feel vividly our life palpitating in the creature. So much so that we no longer need words in order to make ourselves understood. Our breath within hers is word, which invests the entire human being, transmuting it into our word. And she hears it speak in the mind, in the works, in the steps. And the virtue of our creative word invests her in such a way as to make itself felt inside the inmost fibers of her heart, changing the creature into my very word. My word becomes her nature, and not doing what I say and want would be as though going against herself, which cannot be. So, for one who lives in my will, I am word in her breathing, in her motion, in her intellect, in her glances, in everything. So much so that while she feels soaked and fused within my word, not having heard the sound of my voice, she wonders and says, 'How come I feel my nature changed into his word, and I do not know when he spoke to me?' And I say to her, 'Don't you know that I am word in each instant? And even though you're not hearing me, I speak. knowing that when you enter the chamber of your soul, you will find it and will take the gift of my word. My words do not run away, but remain and transform the human nature into themselves. There is such union and transformation between us and one who lives in our will that we understand each other without speaking, and we speak without words. This is the greatest gift that we can give to the creature, to speak with the breath, with the motion. She is so identified with us that we use with her the same ways that we use with ourselves. Even though our divine being is all word and voice, when we do not want to, we let no one hear us. Therefore, be attentive and let yourself be guided in everything by my will.